Welcome everyone to my podcast, The Gifts of the Universe. This podcast will explore my book by the same title, now available on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. I'm your host and the writer of the book, Chris Wilcock. Each week we will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. Maybe you're new to the world of the law of attraction, or you've been using it for a while, either successfully or not. It doesn't matter. Just like I did in the book, I want to talk about what works and what does not work. Each week, let's explore together how to be better at manifesting our best lives now. Join me right here each week. I am so excited to be launching these podcasts. There is so much ground to cover within the realm of manifesting. I discovered the law of attraction many years ago, but when I first started to use it, I found it was hit and miss. What I didn't know at the time was there was so much more to it than what some people will tell you. But once you get it right, it really works. Please join me each week as we dig a little deeper into the fascinating universe and discover how it all works. I live in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. So join me in this beautiful spot every week and make sure you subscribe to the podcast and check out my book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. See you shortly. Hi everyone, Chris Wilcock here from The Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 10, The Law of Attraction Part 2. This is our 10th episode. This is something to celebrate. On last week's episode, we talked about the Law of Attraction Part 1. This is Part 2 of the Law of Attraction. The Law of Attraction is a really in-depth topic, so we need a deep dive into it to explore it at any level. We've talked about this over the last several episodes and again last week, but it's an especially important topic. So we will touch on it again. And that topic is energy. With that in mind, I would like to go back through it just a bit to make sure that it was truly clear to you guys. But after this, if you feel that you need more, be sure to go back and listen to our part one or go back even further and look into some previous episodes. It's really important to helping us understand how the law of attraction works with energy. Up until this point, a great deal of work that we've been doing is helping you understand the laws of the universe in order to help you become a more positive person and to raise your frequency and vibration. I know I'm guilty of saying some of the same things each week, but the reason I do is I truly want to make sure that you understand that we are energy beings in an energy universe, and we have to use our frequencies and our vibrations to communicate with the universe through our thoughts and feelings exactly what it is we want. In other words, you will get exactly what you focus on using either negative or positive thoughts. The law of attraction can only work if you put out positive vibrations. If you put out negative vibrations, you will get results, but they won't be the results you want. In my podcast and in my book, I tell you that we need to remain incredibly positive to have this work on a regular basis. You may find, as I've said before, if you're not positive 100% of the time, which I suspect is near impossible, then the law of attraction will only work to a degree. The closer you are to that 100%, the more effective it will be for you. The more positive you are, the more often the law of attraction will work for you. So try to be as positive as you can the majority of the time. Of course, occasionally you're going to have a negative thought and negative feelings, but we need to be aware of that and stay on guard to assure that our thoughts are positive the majority of the time. On last week's episode, we talked again about energy and the need to keep a high frequency so that we could vibrate at a higher level and therefore communicate with the universe at a higher level. Toward the end of the episode, we began to talk about having intentions and using those intentions with a great deal of detail so that you can be focused on exactly what it is that you wanted to manifest in your world. In last week's episode, I used the example of someone wanting a new, solid, positive, loving relationship. In that episode, I suggested that if you didn't know what it was that you wanted from that relationship, you didn't know how you wanted that relationship to look, I suggested that you take out a piece of paper, and at the top of that, you write something along the lines of relationship, soulmate, life partner, whatever it is that works for you to illustrate exactly what it is you're trying to achieve. I then suggested that you draw one column down the middle of the page. And I suggested that if you knew what you didn't want, then you could write that on the left-hand side as a direct result of knowing what you don't want from that relationship. Okay? So what I'm saying is write what you know that you don't want on the left side of the page. That will help you understand what you do want, so you can write that on the right side. This will help you quickly determine what it is that you do want. Now, if you know what you want, because I know this is a negative thing to do this, and I'm only suggesting you write down on the left side what you don't want so that you can determine what it is you do want. If you already know what you do want from a relationship, then you could just write that on the right side of the paper and not worry about writing what you don't want. Okay? Let me give you an example. If you don't want someone who doesn't listen to you, or you don't want someone who thinks that they are more important than you, then you could take the time to write those items down the left side so that you're clear about what you don't want. And that would allow you to be very exact about what you do want. And then you're going to write that down on the right-hand side. So on the right-hand side, you're going to write exactly what you do want. And like I said, if you already know exactly what you want, then go ahead and just write that on the right-hand side of the paper. One of the things that I think a lot of us do is we remember the things we don't want. Okay, so I'm suggesting you write what you don't want in order to trigger your thoughts about what you do want. Okay? So that's just a couple of examples to get you started. Again, remember the important thing here is to have detail around the positive things that you do want from this relationship and list those out. That's what you're going to focus on. So get the positive things you do want, write them on the right-hand side of a page, and don't skip this. It's really worth doing. And this can work for you if you're trying to manifest anything in your world. We're just using a relationship scenario here, okay? So I would suggest that you take the time and write out at least 40 or 50 items that you do want. Give it a lot of detail. If it's a new relationship, think about all the things you want in that relationship. If it's a new car or a house, really see what it looks like. Smell it, feel it, touch it. If you can add 100 or 200 things that you want in that type of detail, the more detail you have, the better the image you will create in your mind's eye. So go ahead and do that. Take the time to write out, you know, 50 items, 100 items, 200 items. If you can have that detail, you're really going to build nice, clear pictures of exactly what you do want. There will be no doubt to you exactly what you want. Okay? So in doing this, you're basically building out your intention. This is what you want. This will become what we call your intention statement. From that list, I would then suggest that you write out a paragraph that sums up what you intend to manifest. Take all that detail, build a really good picture and paragraph about what you want. The detail will build the intention statement. Obviously, you will not put in all that detail, but some of that detail that you don't add into your paragraph will help you draw that picture in your mind. When you're thinking about manifesting and what you want, as well as reading your intention statement, all of the additional detail you've given yourself will help you to build that picture in your mind and have no doubt about what it looks like. Okay? So in this example, you were looking for a new, solid, loving relationship. Maybe your soulmate, like we said. Maybe somebody to spend the rest of your life with. This is going to be your intention. You can call this your intention statement. Make sure you build your intention statement to include the things that are truly important to you. If you leave something out or you don't have something that is really important, you may draw something to yourself that is lacking that. Okay? So use the detail. So use enough detail to keep you in touch with what it is that you want to manifest. Create a very good picture so when you close your eyes, you're going to see what it is that you truly want. That detailed image will be right there and you will see it very clearly. So once you have a strong intention statement and you know what your intention is and you have a clear picture of the criteria, you are ready to write out that paragraph of positive statements using a lot of detail, like I said, to draw a picture in your head. Then at that point, you're ready to move to the next stage. Okay. I hope this makes sense. I hope this is pretty clear. This is something that a lot of people have used over a lot of years. It's been around for quite some time. But I will tell you that if you can build a very detailed picture in your head and have no doubt, you will be extremely clear on what you want, and therefore you will know immediately when it's attracted to you, when you bring to you what it is you're looking for. Okay? So at this point, you should have a clear picture of what you want. You should now be able to close your eyes and see that in your mind. You may not see the person's face, but your image should have really specific criteria to what you're looking for. I want you to visualize and see your interactions with this person. And just like as if it were a car that you were trying to manifest, I want you to see yourself getting in that car. I want you to see yourself getting in there, feeling the steering wheel, touching that car, smelling that car, okay? Just like in our relationship scenario. Obviously, it's a little different, a relationship to a car, but what I'm getting at here is I want you to build that picture of whatever it is you want to manifest clearly in your mind, okay? And I want you to feel it. I want you to touch it. If it's a person, if it's a relationship, I want you to think about the interaction, see yourself in conversation with that person, see the warmth and how that relationship feels, okay? In the relationship scenario, like I said, it's different. But I want you to see how the person treats you. I want you to feel how you're being treated. Feeling is a very important component to this, and we're going to talk about that again shortly. Now, please remember, this is not wishful thinking. As I pointed out last week, this is using what in our brains we call the reticular activating system, or RAS. We'll spend some time on this in upcoming weeks, but for now, I want you to understand that you have a system in your brain that's sole purpose is to look for, go out looking for what it is that you want or think about with great detail and attempt to find connections to it and bring it to you. So whether that's positive thoughts or negative thoughts, what you think about, what's in your reticular activating system will be what is drawn to you. Now, this is not some, new age thinking. This is science. We know that we have a reticular activating system. And if we have something on our minds, that item, it becomes into our focus readily. It's something we see more often. If, for example, we're learning a new language, if you're learning Spanish, you're going to start to notice Spanish signs. If you're looking to buy a new Mercedes, you're going to start noticing Mercedes on the street. Whatever it is that your mind is focused on, you will, through your reticular activating system, start looking for it and see it and draw it to you. And the same with the relationship. So if you have a lot of detail around how this individual looks, how this individual acts, certain particular details about this person, you will start noticing them and you will see, immediately start to see and connect that to what you're looking for, okay? All right, now once you're very clear about what you want, you need to keep a positive image around it. What it is you want, it must stay positive in your mind. If there's any doubt in your mind that this is going to come to pass, then chances are it won't come to pass. One of the secrets here is you have to treat what you want, what it is you're manifesting, you have to treat this with a lot of emotion. You need to be emotional about what you see. Okay, so when you visualize that person or you visualize that car or that house, I want you to feel it. How does it feel to meet that person? To fall in love with that person, to start a relationship with that person, to be in a relationship with that person. How does that feel to you? Okay. I'm sure you have some very strong feelings and emotions around that. If you were to get a new job, I want you to feel how it will feel to get that job. Okay. I want you to really have an emotional connection to this. Okay. So obviously you're going to feel good thoughts, and I want you to sense them right now. As you close your eyes and you see, once you've written all your list out, close your eyes, see what you're trying to manifest with great detail, and feel the emotion to it, okay? If it doesn't bring you emotion, it doesn't bring a higher emotional feeling to you, happiness, joy, some kind of high elevated feeling, then maybe that's not what you really want to manifest, okay? So what I'm saying here is you need to know what you want, be emotional about it, be connected to it, feel it as if it's actually happening. Now, the next part is you need to stay positive all the time. Not just around this, you need to stay generally positive in your life. Now, we have been working on, over the past 8 or 9 weeks, raising your positivity, and we will continue to do it. And that is what the 12 laws of the universe are really about, is raising your vibrational frequency to put you into a more positive place so that you can start manifesting. Okay? So what I'm talking about here is you need to stay positive all the time as much as you can, not just about what you're trying to manifest. So you cannot spend 10 hours of your day positive and then after work, spend the next 5 hours being negative. You have to focus on staying positive in all your interactions. Let's say, for example, you were looking for that perfect relationship and you did all the right intention statements, you had the right detail, you're working towards manifesting that relationship and you were positive some of the time. But then occasionally you spent some time being negative about the relationship ever coming to you. If you made statements to yourself about not having the perfect relationship, and you started to think very negatively about it, and maybe you even said things to yourself or thought things like, I'll never have that relationship. I'm not good enough. No one will ever love me. If you make statements like that, if you do that, then it will not come to pass. You have to understand that those negative thoughts are also going out in the universe, and they're probably canceling out your positive thoughts. Or worse yet, those negative thoughts may be outweighing the positive thoughts, and they might be bringing back relationships that you don't want, okay? Because you've been making them negative. You must maintain a high vibrational frequency, have emotional connection to what it is you want to manifest, be very clear about what you want, and stay positive. If you have negative thoughts around anything, okay, whether it's that relationship or not, so in this case, not just a relationship, you have to try to be positive about everything in your life. So one of the most important things around the law of attraction is to change your thoughts and change your world. That's the quote I used this past week for the law of attraction on Instagram, and it's from Norman Vincent Peale. Okay, and it's change your thoughts, change your world. And it's exactly true. I used it because when I'm talking about changing your thoughts, you change your world. It's not just what you're trying to manifest. You need to change your thoughts and become a more positive, uplifting person most of the time. And I'm not saying all the time. Nobody can hit 100%. If you hit 70%, 80%, you are way above the large percentile of people out there. Most people are probably, well, you know, they say 80% of our thoughts are negative in any given day. So you can figure it out from there. Okay. Okay. So change your thoughts, change your world means any situation, you need to look for the positive side. If you're trying to manifest more money in your world, but you have negative feelings about money, You can't have negative thoughts about money. You must have positive feelings and beliefs around what you're trying to manifest. We're going to go and spend more time in upcoming weeks around beliefs. They're extremely important. The entire law of attraction is really built around the concept of your beliefs and really the focus of your belief system. So what you believe will limit you if you don't believe you deserve it, you don't believe you can achieve it, okay? So what I mean by that is that the whole law of attraction, everything that I've included in the concept of the law of attraction, is really about believing that you deserve it, believing that you can have it. So you need to change your beliefs, understanding that we're all energy beings and using energy to draw the synchronistic events, people, and situations to us requires positive thinking, positive attitude, positive outlook. So that's really wonderful, but if you have negative beliefs, they may be limiting you. So for now, don't worry about that. We will focus on that in upcoming weeks. Do the exercises as I talked about and laid out. Focus on what you do want. Create an intention statement, and we'll go from there. In my book, I talk about a little story about someone who wants to earn $25,000 more than they do now. Okay, and this is going to go back to being positive, the thought about being positive most of the time. Okay. In my book, this person wanting a job with making $25,000 more than they do right now. They want a better job. They have an intention statement. They visualize it. They stay positive around what they want all day long at work. Okay. But after being positive all day at work, they get in their car, and as they're leaving the parking lot, they encounter a bit of a tough time getting out of that parking lot. They're blocked in. Okay, a truck is blocking them. The person quickly gets frustrated. They start swearing. They become very negative, and they react poorly to the people within the parking lot. After some time, they eventually get out, but by this time, they're fuming, right? They eventually make their way out to the freeway, and as they continue onto the freeway, they find that the freeway is basically at a standstill. Okay, so remember, they were already negative at this point before even leaving the parking lot. They've been positive all day, but now they're very negative. In fact, they're angry, okay? And as they continue on the freeway, they find that they're at a standstill, okay? So what do you think happens? The same thing that would happen to most people in that situation. They continue to spiral downhill with that negative behavior. It would get worse. They would feel angry and very negative. They would probably start yelling at drivers, maybe giving the drivers the finger. In my story, they finally get home after a very frustrating drive. Once they get home, they turn into their driveway to find that their children's bicycles are on the driveway blocking it. Of course, this adds to their frustration and anger. At this point, they're extremely frustrated and ready to explode. Okay. In my story, in the book, the person goes into the house and he's not really positive or thankful to see his family or his wife. As soon as he sees his wife, she lets him know that the hydro's been out for the past hour. And so now he's ready to go over the cliff. Right? So think about this story. Does this story resonate with you? I believe it certainly does with a lot of people. I know it did with me for a lot of years. And if you think about it, if you have these negative thoughts, you are going to find it hard to manifest what you want. You're going to need to be in a positive place to manifest what you want. So, do you see what's happening? Do you think that things are going to be fine here? Or do you think this negativity is going to get even worse and that person is going to spiral into a very negative situation with their wife, maybe the kids, maybe even themselves, right? So a lot of times people even, you know, argue with themselves about things. They're just going to be mad at themselves, okay? The whole point of my story is that it's pretty hard to draw something positive to you like this person wanted that new job, making $25,000 more a year, it's pretty hard to do that if they're extremely negative. If they're in a place where the negative energy outweighs their positivity, they are going to draw more negative influences, more negative things into their lives. It's going to be hard to bring in positive events. We need to be in alignment a majority of the time to draw those synchronistic and life-changing events into our lives. We're trying to manifest something. We need to be positive to align with it. Okay? So in this story, they're not in alignment with what they want to manifest. I have said it so many times. You must stay positive to draw what you want to yourself. Now, again, I admit, like I've said before, it is not easy to do that. Okay? I'll give you another analogy. Let's say in our earlier example around the relationship, we want to have that perfect relationship and we built all our really good intention statements around what we want. We have a lot of detail about what we want. We think about it. We can close our eyes. We can see that relationship. We can have the emotional connection to that. Now, if you start having negative feelings here as you close your eyes and start thinking about it and you reevaluate, you're not going to be in the right place. Okay, so remember, it's extremely important to feel the emotion and the connection and that great feeling, how you will feel when it comes true. You must feel the way it will feel when it comes true. If you start visualizing it and you start having some negative emotions like this is never going to come true, this is never going to happen, then that's not going to work for you, okay? You're going to have to see that and be very positive and know in your mind's eye that it is going to come true. And you're going to make it come true by being positive and feeling that connection, okay? In the same way the negativity works against us, we must stay positive about this situation. What I mean by that is you cannot work on your intention statement thinking about what the interaction of that relationship will be like, have a lot of positive emotion, but then feel negative out and upset when this person doesn't appear in your life. You must stay patient, positive, and focused on what it is that you want. If you're the type of person that can do this for a week or a month, you know, a lot of people can do that. You can focus on what you want. A week goes by, a month goes by, you've stayed positive. Excuse me. You've stayed positive, but let's say a month, 2 months go by. You have to be patient. If a month, 2 months go by and you start to get annoyed, you start to get angry or frustrated, or you just downright get negative about the situation because it hasn't taken place yet. A lot of people start to do this. They think, oh, it hasn't happened to me yet. It's not going to happen. It'll never happen. Well, it won't if you don't stay patient and positive. You will not manifest what you want if you're negative. In fact, your negative energy is probably preventing you from manifesting what you want. You can't start thinking that there is nobody out there. You can't start thinking that every day you go on sucks. You must purge those thoughts and focus only on the positive. Stay focused on the information and the detail that you put in your intention statement. Now, I said this a minute ago. Remember that 80% of our thoughts, for most people, are negative. We have taught ourselves through close relationship to have close relationships, you know, our growing up and what have you, to have negative thoughts. This is just the norm and something that most of us have to work on to stay positive. I'm not suggesting it's easy, but I am suggesting you need to stay aware, focused on keeping your negative thoughts at bay, become a gatekeeper of your thoughts. As I've already said, most of us don't feel deserving or worthy. Later on, or you can take a look at my book, I put out some techniques that you can use to work on your limiting beliefs. Okay, we're going to do it in upcoming episodes. We've talked about how you must feel emotionally connected to what you want to manifest. I want to give you something to think about around that. If you think to yourself, what does that feel like? I'm not sure how to be emotional about something I don't have. Okay? I want you to think back to being a child. Okay. Think back to a time as a child when, you know, a birthday or maybe Christmas was approaching. And you had that feeling that you had asked for something. Maybe it was a bike, maybe it was a Barbie doll, something else. I don't know. Whatever else it was that you wanted in your mind, as a child, you were very clear about that item. You knew how it felt. You could envision it in your world. You could see it so clearly that maybe you could touch it, feel it, taste it. Whatever it was, as a child, you imagined it there. That vision was so detailed, so clear, you believed with such certainty that it was going to be yours. Even if your family couldn't afford it, you had a belief in most cases that you would get it from, you know, an uncle, a family member, or maybe Santa Claus. As a child of, let's say, 12 years of age, we did not analyze or use much of the analytical side of our brain that we do as adults, okay? We didn't use that analytical side of our brain to truly determine if what we were trying to bring into our life as a child was reasonable or possible. We just accepted the fact that we would get it. I want you to remember that and think about what you're trying to manifest in your world and think of it with the same thought and the same belief, attempting it as an adult now, trying to bring it into your life. Think in the same way. I know it's not easy, but I need you to try to do it. One of the most important things about believing that you're going to have it is just to expect it. And don't keep trying to validate it if it's arrived or not. Don't keep asking yourself, when's it going to arrive? When's this going to happen? I know this is extremely difficult, but it's something you must learn to do in order to use the law of attraction and manifest what you want. You must learn to trust in the universe and this power. So in our dating situation, we need to go out on those dates and we need to look at each situation and not get frustrated that the right person hasn't arrived. We simply need to believe that this person we saw tonight or in our last date was not the right person, but the right person is on the way. We cannot sit at home at night and feel sad and depressed because that person has not yet arrived. We must stay positive and focused on what we want. All right, let's kind of look at this. Let's say you owned a beautiful high luxury car right now, maybe BMW, Mercedes, doesn't really matter, okay? If you really own one, and I'm not talking about manifesting, if you owned this car and you knew it was parked on your driveway right now, you would not get up from your seat, go to the window, and keep checking that it was still out there. I sure hope not. I hope you don't live in that kind of neighborhood. Anyhow, you would accept that the car is out there. You would know that it's out there. You wouldn't have to keep checking if it's still there. I need you to somehow adopt the same type of mindset to know what it is that you're trying to manifest is going to be there in the same certainty. So some people would tell you that this is tricking yourself, that you're faking it until you make it. Well, to some degree, you are. But to me, this is the way the mind works, and this is the mindset you have to adopt if you want to make the law of attraction work for you. All you have to do is emotionally accept what you're trying to bring in your life is going to come to fruition, okay? If you're not comfortable saying it's out there right now, or you have it right now, or you have that great relationship, that's fine. But in your mind, treat it like it has happened, okay? All right, as I said, in future episodes, or you can look in my book now, we are going to explore tools and techniques for changing your beliefs, okay? Because your beliefs have a lot to do with this. If you want to manifest something that feels out of reach, you don't feel you deserve it, or you feel you can't have it, you need to get a more in-depth sense of where that limiting belief is coming from, or more importantly, learn how to change it. Okay, and we're going to do that in upcoming episodes. So as you try to manifest something, if it feels out of reach right now, don't worry about it. We will get there. Or like I said, read my book or one of the many great books that are out there to help you change your beliefs. Okay. Remember, the law of attraction says what we focus on, we create. Honestly, that means if you focus on negative things, you will get more negative things in your life. If you focus on positive things, then you will attract more positive things in your life. The law of attraction says what you give your energy to will come back to you. So with that in mind, stay focused on the good and positive things in your life, and you will automatically attract more good and positive things in your life. Okay? Remember also that over the past few weeks in previous episodes, we've been talking a lot about the 12 laws of the universe, and the whole purpose of talking about those laws is to help you become a more positive individual in all situations so that you find it much easier to stay positive on what it is you want to manifest and stop those negative thoughts from getting in the way. I've said it many times now, but we draw things to us through the energy field. As long as you have a clear intention, you stay focused on it, and you have a great deal of detail around exactly what it is you're looking for, and you add emotion to it and feel deserving and you feel like it's already happened, you will draw it to you. Okay. Now, I want to say, for anybody out there who may be listening to this, you know, or my previous episodes and still finds themselves skeptical, I ask that you trust and think about the world around us. Okay. Over the last several weeks, I saw an Instagram quote and it said, "We live in a blue planet that circles around a ball of fire next to a moon that moves the sea. And you don't believe in miracles?" I thought that was perfect. We live in such an amazing world, and yet some people can't suspend a little bit of disbelief around how the energy field works to draw things to us. Okay? I thought that was absolutely fantastic, because the thing is, think about what happens in this world. Just take a pause in your daily life and think about all the amazing things around you. How does a tree grow from a seed? The rain, the sun that nurtures that tree. All of those things are amazing, amazing things that are within our world and keep our life moving forward. If you can't find a miracle in some of that and believe that we live in this extremely complex and fascinating environment, I don't know what to say. You know, think back to maybe a couple of hundred years ago when we didn't have electricity. You know, before we did have electricity, the thing is, we hadn't harnessed electricity, okay? We had a strong sense that something in the universe was very powerful, but it's only in the last, you know, 100 years that we learned how to harness that energy into something that we can use and is used by every single one of us every day, you know, probably to cook breakfast, to cook lunch, light our homes, many, many, many other things, okay? So the amazing thing about that is electricity was always there. It always existed. It's not a new phenomena. It's not a new invention. The power of electricity and the energy in the world has always existed, right? In the same way, we're starting to learn about the energy in the universe and that we're all connected to it. We don't fully understand it, but we know it's there. So my whole point here is, phenomenal things happen every day. Trust. Okay. I want to take a moment here and tell you a personal story, because I find personalizing things here really maybe helps to put the message out there. So I want to take a moment here and tell you a personal story. And I've alluded to this in my book, but I don't really tell the story. This will help you understand how the law of attraction has worked in my life. This is one example. I've got many. I ride motorcycles, a Harley Davidson, not that that matters. I enjoy riding, you know, motorcycles. And occasionally I will go in poker runs, okay? If you're not familiar with what a poker run is, it's where a group of motorcyclists get together. And in this particular case, we got together, there were thousands of people, okay? We ride to distant destinations throughout, you know, the area through the Lower Mainland in British Columbia. And we stop at several predestined locations. And when we get to those locations, we choose a poker card without being able to see the face. You collect that poker card, and throughout the day, you stop at five different locations, which obviously gives you a poker hand. So usually the poker runs are for charity. In this case, it was. In addition to collecting the poker cards, you can also buy a 50-50 ticket. Okay. And everybody knows what a 50-50 ticket is, right? So a week or two prior to this motorcycle ride, I started to think about the 50-50 ticket situation that these guys had had. I started thinking about the draw from the past, and I've always bought them in the past. But this particular time, I took a really good look at what the prizes were. You know, I looked at those past prizes and saw how much money was given away in the 50-50 draw, okay? So this time I knew the prize was going to be somewhere around $10,000. And I started to think about that a couple of weeks before the ride. I started to focus on it. And I started to see myself in my mind's eye winning that money. And I started to think about what it would be like to have an additional $10,000. So a couple of months after the ride, I was scheduled to go on vacation to Europe. And I thought how wonderful it would be to have an extra $10,000. So I continued to focus on winning that $10,000. I began to visualize and think about it, and I could see myself winning that prize. I could see myself holding the check. On the day of that ride, I bought the ticket, okay? And throughout the ride, I continued to focus on it, and in my heart, I knew I was going to win. I had this feeling, my emotional attachment to it was so strong, I saw myself as the winner. I knew I was going to win that money. My friend who I ride with, you start telling me he was going to win the prize, right? Because everybody talks about the prize, right? And, you know, I told him, no, I was going to win it. And we joked back and forth throughout the day, you know, who was going to win it. It became a bit of a joke as we rode. But I knew that I was going to win the prize. And when I told him with such authority that I was going to win that prize. I could see myself with the winning check in my hand. It was so clear and vivid to me that there was no doubt in my mind. We continued to ride. We enjoyed the day. At the end of the day, there's music. It ended as a late lunch. Large group of other riders get together and enjoy festivities and some music and, like I said, some lunch. I needed to leave early, and I left before they drew the winning ticket. But I knew they were going to draw my name. The very next day, they phoned me to tell me that I'd won nearly $10,000. There was no doubt in my mind that I was going to win it. You might think that's a bit of a fluke. You might think, how's that possible? You might be thinking, if everybody had the same thought, you know, how would that work? Everybody can't win it. But I believe whoever is the most alignment with it, who has the most emotional connection to it, that's probably the person who's going to receive the prize. And I certainly believe that's what happened for me. Okay? So I've used this many times to bring many things in my life. But like I said, you have to be extremely positive and focused and have no doubt that you're going to bring it into your life. It is with that same tenacity that you need to manifest and draw things into your life. The other part of that is that I just knew that I was going to win, and I did not need to go looking and question it, okay? I didn't start, you know, when I got home at the end of that day, I didn't start looking online to see if I'd won. I didn't start questioning it. I didn't start asking, oh, did I win it? Oh, I probably didn't win it. I didn't start having limiting beliefs or negative thoughts around it. I knew that I was going to win that. All right. That was a wonderful experience. I hope you guys enjoyed the story. I think we'll wrap that up for today. I hope I've given you some good information around this law of the universe, the law of attraction. Remember, today we have not been talking about how to use the law of attraction. We haven't been talking about the tools in depth. We're going to explore those in future episodes. This episode focused more on what the law of attraction is. In future episodes, we will explore a number of techniques and tools that we can use to help us be clear, to manifest and focus on what we want. And like I've already said, you know, in upcoming episodes, we will spend some time talking about how to replace your limiting beliefs. In the next episode, next week, we will explore the law of relativity. Thanks for joining me here, everyone. I really appreciate your time. I guess I'm getting a little tired here now. It's been a bit of a long episode. So, guys, I really appreciate your time. Please take a moment to give me some feedback. As I say every week, I really appreciate it when you give me that feedback. Take a look at my book. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to everybody next week. Bye for now.